All right, guys, this is our first podcast at SteelMaceWarrior.com. My name is Victoria, and today I have Matt Burberry. Did I say that right?
Yeah, yes, you did.
All right. And he is a SteelMace coach from New York. And then what gym are you from?
Well, I started my own facility, and I am at DAT Strength right here on Pennsylvania Avenue in Elmira, New York.
That's so awesome that I get to talk to you and we're like from complete different areas. I mean, you're way in the East Coast. I'm like over here. I like this. I love this. So I want to know your story. I want to know what got you to the Steel Mace.
Okay. Well, about what you said about how it's cool that, you know, your state's over and we can still connect. That's what I really like about the Steel Mace and the Steel Mace community is that everybody, you know, is really like a family. Once you have a Steel Mace in your hand, I'm sure that if, you know, you shot me a message or anybody a message that has a Steel Mace in their hand, they're going to love it and they're going to want to show you. So right. That's what's really dope about this. And it's a great way to communicate. Like you said, it just brings people together. It's a really dope tool.
Yeah. And I noticed that too, because I was following Leo Savage for like the longest time. Which he's in the background right there in case anyone's wondering, but yep. And, you know, I see this guy on posters and I see his videos and then we have, you know, Zeke from On It. He's awesome too. And I just hit this guy up and he's like talking to me like, and I'm just like, whoa, dude, you're like inspirational. You're like my idol. And like, I don't know. I just love that. I love that. It's like a tribe and I can just go ahead and like message one of you guys are cool. Right.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And he's the man, kind of the same. Kind of the same story for me. So what actually got me into fitness was I was a skateboarder, you know, most of my high school career, whatever you want to call it. I was a skate rat. Okay. I woke up, I skated to school. I was on that skateboard every day because I was going to be a professional skateboarder. That was my dream. So I got kind of good, not very good, especially because skateboarding has just gotten out of hand these days, but I was okay. Okay enough to compete at a decent level. So I went down to Florida to chase a skateboarding career. And well, the difference between skateboarding in New York and skateboarding in Florida is out in Florida, they get to skate pretty much all year round because it's beautiful. I mean, they might have a day or two here, but up here it snows. So I was like, you know what? I'm barging it. I was 18. I'm young. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to go to the Tampa Am. I'm going to win it. And I'm going to be this good skater. You know, it was just like a young man's dream.
Right.
Anyway, I was out there skating, and I got linked up with a skateboard shop, and they were helping me out, you know, flowing me some decks and stuff. So I represented them at a tournament. I went to the Tampa Am. I didn't get to compete in it. I just went to the facility to kind of work on my flow because there's flow in skating. You know, it's flow in anything. But while I was out there, I decided to be an idiot, and I wanted to show off because I was around people who were really good. Right. And I got hurt. So because I got hurt, I was like, you know, I guess I got to give this up. And I moved home. And when I moved home, I was a little depressed about, you know, I was like, I was 21, 22, didn't really have a direction in life because I was going to be a professional skater. And I was like, you know, I'm just this little 135 pounds, soaking wet, scrawny kid. I'm going to get in the gym to kind of cure my depression. And I'll go hit the bag or something. So I went to the gym. There was a facility, Elmira Fitness Center at the time, on Lake Road here in Elmira. And I went and I was like, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing. I kind of ran the treadmill for about 5 minutes and it really wasn't feeling it. And then went over and picked up the dart. I was doing traditional, you know, I'm going to curls, whatever. Didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
So I looked over to my right and I noticed there's a group of people training. And I'm like, dude, I want to know what's up with that. So I kind of went home and I looked into some things on the internet and I was like, so what's the best, you know, Googling, and I found Joe DeFranco, who I went and actually did his CPPS certification at the Honored Academy. And that's how I came into the Steel Mace was, I wanted to be a strength, professional after that. Because I was a young man, so I'm like, well, if I can't make it in skateboarding, I'm gonna be a big guy, and I'm gonna, you know, I had Napoleon syndrome because I'm a little 5'6" nothing guy. So I started powerlifting, and I got really strong really fast because I got lucky enough to link up with my strength coach, Jim Smith, Jim Diesel, well known in the industry. This guy is a sponge, It's a steel trap. Once it's up there, he doesn't forget it. He trains like a bastard. Anyway, started getting me into powerlifting, and I went from 140 pounds soaking wet to like 220 pounds. Wow. Kind of fat, yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, it's funny because when, like, you know, when Facebook pops up, you get those 4 years ago. I always laugh and share it because I had a beard down to my chest and I was just this big. I was a meathead, man. I was lifting heavy every day. I'm going to be a powerlifter. So anyway, long story short, I got on the bench press and I went to press it and I rolled my shoulder.
Oh, God.
And I'm freaking out. I'm like, you know, I was kind of strong and I was going to compete, but I got hurt. So I'm like, what am I going to do? And my strength coach, Smitty, pulled me aside. And he's like, hey, man, you know what? You're very smart. Once you know something, you know something. You should come down and do my certification. Should be a strength coach. And I was like, you know, that sounds cool. I'd like to help people. I grew up a pastor's kid. So the community's always kind of been a bigger thing for us. Even though I ran from it for a while, I believe that everybody's a family, you know. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get certified. And I did some research on his certification, and it turns out it was Joe DeFranco was his partner, which is somebody I'd been following, learning workouts from. I was doing a West Side workout for Skinny Bastards. But anyways, so I go down to the academy and, you know, get there. Really didn't know what to expect. I'd never been to a facility like that. It's absolutely beautiful. You come, you know, everything there is top notch.
Right.
So I get in there and I meet Joe. I'm a huge fan. You know, I was like a nervous kid. I'm like, oh, you know, but he's just like a regular dude, just like you or me. And, you know, once you get after, you know, once you meet these people, you're like, oh, you know, they're cool, just like us. So,
yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm looking over at the wall and I'm like, what the hell are these things? You know, they're like it's a black pole with a ball. And I'm like, what do you do with that? And then I saw the quad god and I'm like, well, that's kind of badass, you know, like, right. It's this is one of my favorite tools here.
I know. And then I saw that you painted it and you got creative with it, right?
Yeah. Well, there's an artist on Instagram. His name is Three Sheets. And anybody, you know, that wants to get their stuff custom painted, I suggest go to him. But he gave me some inspiration. I've always been kind of a broke kid and I'm kind of creative. So I'm like, I used to paint, so I know how to do that. So I just whipped up a crazy paint job on it. And now it's everyone that comes in it, I try to make sure they get to use it. But it's a heavy bastard. You know, that 25 pounds will throw you around like a floppy noodle.
I know. Yeah. I do the, 7 pound and the 10 pound, and I'm like dying.
No doubt. You know, 7 pounds, 10 pounds at the end of a pole feels like 100 pounds. You know what I'm saying? I know you know because you've been working with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I saw the quad and I'm like, picked it up and I felt kind of cool. You know, I'm like, oh, this is dope. You know, I'm a fucking warrior. So I went home and I did my CPS test and I passed and I'm like, I'm going to get me that quad god. So I bought it and obviously it was way too heavy for me. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to implement the steel mace. So I just knew the academy and the quad god and these little steel poles. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? Well, I found out about it through the academy. So I looked up on the academy steel mace workout, you know, and then all of a sudden I found ESIC, and ESIC was putting up these crazy challenges, you know, like a back step lever press, you know. And what I liked about it was it made sense. Everything transferred over and I could see that it was mountain building. That's what I call it. It's called mountain building. You know, when you build a mountain, mountains don't move. So it's like taking a broken chain and making it a solid link. So I'm like, dude, this dude is shredded. His abs have abs. What's up with that?
Right.
So I'm like, this is crazy. So I started trying to use the steel mace for what I thought I was doing, and I was still doing it incorrectly. So I'm searching some more, and I see Leo Yurkitis, and I'm like, yo, this dude's crazy. He's like doing some sort of martial art dance with it. I'm hitting him up. I got to know what's up with this. And I'm like, yo, dude, where do I go for flow? And it's just like you, you know. I was like, I'm inspired by you. You know, I'm kind of going through some depression in my life. You put on some Les Brown and it like hit home with me. And we just kind of were swapping stories. And before you know it, he's like, yeah, dude, I'll gladly coach you. You know, it was, he was like, follow me on basemovement.com. We'll put up, you know, direct videos and I'll teach you. And I was like, man, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That is so awesome.
So cool. You know what I mean? I got lucky. Just, you know what I mean? It's just really about reaching out in the community, which is why I love this community. Because if you talk to anybody in it, they're all the same. You know, we're all just people. So cool. Right. He's like, I'm going to teach you how to use the fucking steel mace. And I'm going to do a damn good job of it because he's a really good coach.
Right.
So he taught me how to implement, you know, breaking and some other things that I don't want to step on the academy's toes, because there are some implements, which if you hit me up, I'll gladly tell you, you know how to implement the tool.
Right.
But, you know, I started noticing when I flow, the things just weren't right. So I started being more direct. And then before you know it, he was sending me pieces and pieces and pieces. And I'm like, dude, I love this shit. I don't even want to strength train anymore. Like, I don't want to pick up dumbbells anymore. I like the kettlebell. I like the steel club. But I think that the mace is more fun. It's aerobic. It's non-monotonous. And I can still get a push-pull, a hinge, a squat, whatever I want out of it. Because it's multi-versatile. It's what I love about this tool. It's that it transfers over.
So we could possibly do strength training with a steel mace.
Oh, right? Hell yes.
Yeah, because I've noticed, because I used to do barbell work at CrossFit, and I noticed that, exactly what you just said. There's the pull, there's the, you know, you can do all sorts of stuff with the steel mace, very similar to, like, barbell work, too.
Oh, absolutely. If you know how to really implement the tool, and you know how to use it like a lever, an offset lever, you can turn 7 pounds into 70 pounds real quick just by how you're squeezing and pulling and pressing. And what it really teaches you to do, it teaches you to listen to your body, to get in tune with this. And then it says, okay, where am I weak? Oh, I'm weak here. So I'm going to tighten this. Or my shoulder's real rounded. I got to get it back. So it really teaches you that mind to muscle connection, which is really cool. Because once you can listen to your body and you know, you're like, oh, you know, you can correct it, which is huge, which was huge. And again, I was didn't really know how to implement the tool. I just saw all the flashy ninja stuff. And I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Even though I was doing it incorrectly, I was doing it to have fun. It was fun. So Leo had a bomb in his life. Some things didn't work out for him in the home front, and he was struggling. And I'm like, hey, dude, fuck that. You're coming out here to that strength, and we're going to do a workshop. You're my freaking hero. You're going through some hell. Get out here where I'm going to treat you like family, and we're going to have a good time swinging mace. And then
that's
he teaches
awesome.
Me how to steal mace. And he was like, hell yeah, I'm on my way, dude. So he came, you know, nervous as hell picking him up at the airport. You know, somebody you look up to, you're like, oh, you know, it's my idol. It's my, you know, whatever it may be at the time. Real good friend. He's a brother of mine. Love the dude. And which is really dope about connecting with him is that I got to connect with, like, Jeffrey Oach, Ben Walker, Dowdy. Like, our first workshop, the Unconventional Miss, Sony, we had a whole bunch of Brad, like Dave Martin, Leon. My homie Leon drives an hour from Ithaca.
You're just so excited when you talk about it too. It must have been like grand.
It's just so cool because like everybody kind of came from the same place. We picked it up, we didn't know what to do with it, we got a hold of somebody, and then it just stepped up, building, and before you know it, you're like good friends with these people, and that's just what it is. We're family. I love it. So we did our first workshop, and it went. I was like, I felt like I just got downloaded with so much stuff. I was like, I got too much ADD. I don't know what I'm gonna do. So I'm like, I'm gonna go blind. So I was doing blind flow before, but I think that once you go blind, it really teaches you to connect with the tool.
And that must be difficult, right?
Because once you
cover your eyes, it's a whole different level.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's where I think the connection happens. It really teaches you to feel everything that you do. And I think that's important because I think movement is medicine. And with the steel mace, what I like about it, again, is I can be real fast and it'll look good. Or if I want some strength, like you were talking about, I can rip this freaking thing apart. I can rip the earth apart. I can press slow controlled movement, baby, time under tension.
Yeah, because I have a friend that I try to introduce her to steel mace, and the first thing she thinks is like, oh, this thing's like light, it's not gonna work me out. And I'm just like, well, you gotta give it a try, you know, this people use this. Let me show you my coach real quick, let me show you how buff he is, you know. And I showed her you, and then she's like, oh shit, you know, like, that's,
oh, well, thank you,
you know, like,
I'm a little guy, but thank you.
But I just don't know why people think that it's not going to give them a workout. It's
well,
crazy.
Honestly, I think it's the mentality. They're like, what's this? I can go to the gym and bench press 500 pounds. What do I want to do with this 10-pound pull? Until you pick it up and you hand it to them, and they go, oh, I thought you were just dancing around with a little stick. And I'm like, well, we're going to make this little stick real heavy. Right. Crush that son of a bitch and squat. Keep your abs tight. Chest. And then they're like, they do like 5 minutes of it, and instantly they're like, I'm sorry. Cause you know what I mean? It really wakes you. You're just like, cause it's awesome. It exposes a lot about yourself. You know what I mean? You're like, holy crap. I didn't know I had muscles in these locations.
Right.
So yeah, I think everybody has that, you know, they're scared to try something new, but I think once they try it, they're like, they're hooked. You just can't say no. You know what I mean? It's and again, you can, I know guys that lift this. In fact, ESIC, Eric Milan, is coming out with a heavy mechanics to teach you how to implement the steel mace through heavy lifting.
Oh,
so,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah. That's going to be something to check out for sure. And again, you know, it's like I said, I can turn 1 pound. When I went to a workshop with Paul Gray, this man is a genius. He's got easy to follow structure. It all makes sense. And I learned slow. So he gave me 1 pound weights. Okay. Gave me 1 pound weights. And I'm kind of, like you said, I'm a little bit bigger. So I'm like, what am I going to do with 1 pound weights? Okay. I'm going to sit here and look like a fool. Well, then he's like, he taught me how to, you know, what he called a Wolverine squat. And that was the game changer for me. I was like, whoa, this 1 pound weight just got extremely heavy. If you ever see him do it, he does it with rings. But I'm telling you right now, once he's got those rings in his hands, you ain't pushing that guy over. And he's like, in person, you're like, this dude's really skinny. He's like, you know, you wouldn't expect it out of him, but he knows, and he moves well. And he's like a triple black belt or some crazy. Oh, wow. He's crazy. But anyway, so yeah, once I got the implement on, cause you know, as a physical trainer, I kind of understood it a little bit. But once I learned that it was about creating lines and really squeezing and feeling your body, it changed it for me. So after that first initial workshop, I was good to go. You know what I mean? After that, it's just finding where you're weak and moving.
Right. Now, if there was a beginner out there who just got a steel mace, what type of advice would you give them so that they can kind of implement the strength part of it?
First and foremost, own your body. Own this, okay? Because this is too many people neglect owning their structure. Like, I know some guys that they absolutely cannot squat unless they have 135 pounds on their back. They just can't do it. They're falling all over the place. I think that you should move slow, okay? I unfortunately was real one of the flashy, fun stuff, and because of it, it took me longer to get into the mechanical. You know, reps are for the body, flows for the mind. So if you're new to this, I suggest, you know, looking into who is helping the community with everyday people. You know what I mean? Because right. I think that's huge. You know, I think that what's nice about the steel mace is that anybody can do it as long as they have the right implement and a good teacher. So I would suggest looking into anybody who's working with everyday people like you and me. I would also look into the Onnit Academy. Right. Leo Yerkidis is the flow king. ESIC, Eric Milan, is the one who packaged this whole thing up. He's right. A mastermind of his craft. I would look into those guys. I'd look into Art of Functional Movement Academy. And for strength purposes, I would say Radiate the Mace. And what I mean by that is crush it, break it, bend it, pull it apart. You know what I mean? Lock it in. Engage, listen to your body. Once you know your body, then you overload it with weight. Because like I said, you can get a whole lot of work done with just a little 7 pound steel mace in structure, moving slow. You know what I mean? Three to five seconds down, 2 seconds up, 1 second up, explosion. You know what I mean? Eccentrics, concentrics. It's it's fair to do more with what can be done with less. You know what I mean? So we should do what we need and nothing, not more than that. So.
Right. Yeah. And then when I first started, I was doing it really fast. And then I started talking to you and you're like, slow it down. And then I started slowing it down. I was like, wow, this is a whole like different world, right? It's different.
It's a different beast, right? Once you know how to, and again, and what's nice about slowing it down and creating those straight lines and refining your craft is when you flow, muscle has memory. So you're already locked. You know what I mean? Right. Like I said, you've only been working with it a month or two, and you're looking fantastic already. Right.
I started last year, but I stopped because I started getting into kettlebells. But then I started seeing you guys flowing on Instagram, and I'm like, oh man, that looks so beautiful. I need to hit one of these guys up, because I was like, it got me back into it. Because I was looking at it from a perspective of like an exercise, like individual exercises, but you guys started to combine it and making it flow, and it just changed like my perspective.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's cool. It's like, well, Leo calls it a workout artist, and that's exactly what it is. You know, it's when we flow, or at least when I flow personally, it's not a performance. Like, it's not, I have to hit everything. I'm just letting it come out of me. It's let it come from the heart. So I don't really, you know, you'll see in a lot of my video when I'm moving, if I'm not really focused on, you know, holding my position, I'm probably out of line. But that's what I like about the flow part of it, is that you can be a little out of structure, but it's okay because you're moving, and it's just like a release, like a mental release. Right. You know, like if I'm pissed off, I'll come in, I'll throw on some heavy metal, I'll get a tire ready, and I'm just, you know, it's therapy for me. It's I like what he did. Leo took what was already dope and just fucking made it explode. He took it to the next level, and he's a genius. He's a creative martial artist with good implement and solid structure. I fully back and support what he does. He's created the Berberian for what he is today.
So is that your nickname, Berberian?
Berberian. When I was a kid, me and my dad used to watch a lot of Conan the Barbarian, and so I used to play a little baseball, and then when I was a skateboarder, I was I followed other people. And I had a struggle with my identity when I was younger. And then when I got into the gym, everyone's like, dude, you're really little, but you're really jacked and strong. And I'm like, thank you. They call me the Berberian. And I was just joking. I'm like, that clicked. And my strength coach was like, dude, if you ever do anything, you need to do Berberian strength. And I'm like, that's perfect. That's what I'm doing. So
yeah.
It's kind of funny how things work out. It started out as a joke and I kept it.
That's awesome. If someone, let's say, who has like an athletic background, if they wanted to get into steel mace, could that help them with whatever like sport they're
in? Oh, absolutely. I think it gives you back mobility. Range of motion is key, especially in sports. I think that it also has a lot of fast reaction time, especially in flow when you're moving with intent. When you're on the football field and someone's running at you and they like throw a juke or whatever, you have to make a split decision. It's quick. You know what I'm saying? So being able to think quick on your feet is cool. And what this does is it works left to right, right? It makes your mind work as it's working your body, and it works them out equally. You don't want to, you know, work one side and look all good on your one side and then get to your other side and be like, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You lose Instagram followers. No, I'm just kidding. fairness. I think that it's for everybody, athletes especially. It's very core based. It teaches you to live, squeeze, and it teaches you how to wrench down your abs. I never had like the craziest six pack or anything, but I've got abdominals because of the steel mace, because I learned to legitimately wrench them down. Okay. Oh shoot, I can wrench them down tighter. And then eventually you're like, oh, you got it. Everything just starts clicking.
Yeah.
So, and for athletes, being able to stretch and move better is huge. You're going to want, you know what I mean? You're going to want to jump higher and run faster. If your psoas is super tight and you have tight hip flexors, you're not going to be able to run very fast. This will get you loose and warmed up. I mean, look at all the top notch fighters in the MMA. They're all using steel mace.
Right. You know? It just kind of, I don't know if it was me or maybe just because I'm focusing on it more, but I mean, I noticed that a lot of MMA athletes are using the steel mace and kettlebells and just this unconventional type of training.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it makes you agile. You know what I'm saying? I love the kettlebell. Love it. You know, but I find the steel mace a little bit more my style because it reminds me of the barbell. You know what I mean? Coming from somebody who used to like to squat heavy and stuff, I can still squat heavy even if it's 10 pounds just by, you know, implementing my full structure and just radiating everything, not just, you know, a little part of my body.
So are you doing strictly steel mace? Because, I mean, I see you doing all sorts of stuff. You cross train, right?
No. So I'm a strength coach. And before I got into steel mace, I was a big athletic specialty. I used to train with a group called the Diesel Crew, Smitty's boys. They're all ridiculous athletes, shredded. Like they're jacked and diesel. And that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be real jacked and diesel because I'm a little guy. And then when I started getting into movement, once you can move, you don't want to lose it. So I actually quit strength training for almost a year. And some of my friends like hounded me, and they hated on it. They're like, dude, what the hell? You're going to be a ballerina now?
Oh God.
And I'm like, you know who you're talking to, right? And they're like, ah, yeah, but you ain't strong anymore. And I'm like, I'm stronger now because I have strength in other areas that I didn't have before. Like my big 200 pound ass wasn't getting down ass to grass. I wasn't doing, you know, real deep caustic squat. I can move a lot faster and a lot better. It kind of turns you into a supple leopard. It's like I said, it's like building a mountain. You find your weak link and you say, screw that. I'm offsetting it and I'm correcting it. And then before you know it, you're on point.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I liked how you said that, you know, it's your medicine. You know, I've discussed this with you before. I had costochondritis. I had flare-ups. And I really don't know if it was a steel mace or not because I've been doing a combination of stuff. But, I mean, the majority of my training is with steel mace. So I'm like, I wonder
Your CNS is always going, what the fuck, when you're with a steel mace? You know what I mean? Because you're offset. You're everywhere with it. So it's like, what are you doing to me? It creates torque. It creates strength. It creates power. So because I do steel mace, I've actually been resorting more to steel mace and kettlebell recently. I really love fat bells. My favorite power lifter, Donnie Thompson.
I saw you with those. I was like, what the hell are – I asked you. I was like, what is that?
It's like a dumbbell and a kettlebell all in one. It's like a little globe with a handle inside of it. So when you put them on, you look like Mega Man. So I think that's cool because I liked Mega Man when I was little. But anyway, what's nice about them is it turns your whole hand into the weight. Instead of just on the sides, so you have to use more stabilizer muscles. You know, I have up to 107 pounds, but there's very few guys that can press those 107 pounds because they feel like 170 pounds because it's the whole hand. It's not just, you know what I mean? And it makes you, there's chaos out there. There's unstable. So that's why I like unconventional. I just like chaos. Yeah. I like putting my body in a situation where it's like, yo, you know what I mean? I want to be indestructible. So, indestructible. Sorry. But anyway, so yeah, I train, I do 2 days of strength and then, 4 days of unconventional. I move a lot, you know, someone with ADD who sits in a facility with most of his time, I get some bored moments. So I'm just like, I'm going to flow, you know? So it's cool because sometimes I get to express myself. But other times I'm just like, I'm locking this bitch up and I'm destroying everything. So yeah, you know, I got to be honest. There's probably a little bit of vanity involved. You know, as a young man, I don't want to be a little, everyone's going to look at me and go, oh, you are a little stick. But, you know, I got to let that go because I do move and feel better the less I strength train and the more that I steel mace train. That and a kettlebell will whoop your ass.
I don't know. You don't look like a little guy to me. Well, I look at you and I'm like, wow, this guy is buff.
Well, thank you. I mean, in person, like I'm like 5 foot nothing. You know, I'm 192.
I'm super short too. I'm short.
So yeah, but 192 pounds on 5'7" looks kind of stout. So some, in fact, the other day, one of my friends called me a muffin. I'm like, you're calling me a muffin?
Oh,
so
no.
They know that I'm like, all right, now I got to shred that mace apart until I'm shredded again. Because I think I'm just a little jealous. I'm getting bigger then.
Probably, or they're just doing it on purpose.
They're just being guys. But yeah, so I thoroughly enjoy the steel mace. I can work out for 5 hours and not feel like, you know, it's working out because I love it and it's therapeutic. And again, you know, it's all here. It's all mental for me. It's just nice to be able to say, okay, how are you feeling? All right. Let's see if you can pour that out in your workout. So it's cool. It's just nice to be like, again, I'm a Christian. So most of the time I dedicate it to God. And I'm just like, okay, this one's for you.
Right. You know, that's beautiful. So. Yeah. No. And I think I noticed that with steelmates too, because I come from a background of depression, anxiety and stuff like that. And the steelmates, it's just like mind body. It's like a mind, body, spirit yeah. approach. And I mean, I'm not Christian, but I'm very spiritual. And I got to admit, it connects you. You know, I feel the connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and again, I don't ever push that on anyone. You know, everyone's able to believe what they want. But I think that, you know, like we're just all family, one world, one family. That's why I really love AFM and what they represent, because these guys understand that, and they work with everyone. And they, you know, they're just like everyday people like you and me. They're really good at turning ones and twos into like fives and sixes. You know what I mean? Like, it's really cool to see someone such as yourself who was going through it, you know, a little not feeling well, going through some congestion, you know, just started working your ass off, grinding daily to being healthy and happy. And I think that's huge. I think that people need that. They need to love it, what they do in order to do it. And falling in love with the steel mace is just, it's super easy.
Right. And I just knew that sitting around wasn't going to fix it, you know?
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And it's like, you know, Leo's my sensei, so I try to listen to what he says. And he always told me in the beginning, you know, go slow. Reward yourself with slow at the end. Rep. Drill reps. It'll pay off in the end. And he's absolutely correct. I would suggest repping. Like, you know, do like a 40-minute workout. Flow, get all that out at the end, but rep like your first 30 and then like the last 10, just reward yourself. Like, I think that that's super important, is just not really focusing on the flow, even though that's my favorite part. So like I said, it's kind of earned. It's just like anything in life. You know what I mean? You want to earn it. So.
Right. All right. Well, where can listeners and viewers find you online, offline? Where can they get a hold of you?
Well, online right now, you can find me on Instagram as The Berbarian, or Berbarian Strength, I believe, at Berbarian Strength. And then you can also find me on Facebook right now. It's Matt Berberi. I'm not hard to find. I think there's only one of me. But I'm actually working on a website. When I first started my business, there was two of us. And because we started out small in one room, he didn't think we were going to make it, and he kind of bailed. So it was like forced me to grind my ass every day. And it worked out, because now I have a beautiful facility and beautiful people coming in the door, and it connected me to you and to Leo and everyone. So that's what I'm saying. Everything, it's kind of cool. So social media is probably the best way to find me. I don't have a website at the moment.
Okay.
I'm working on Dat Strength, the website. I have a Weebly account, I update on my Instagram, or on my Facebook. So right now, probably just Insta and Facebook.
All right. Cool. Well, I'll add the links below, okay, because I'm going to post this on soulmaceswarrior.com. And then, thank you. Thank you for giving me your time, because I know you're a busy guy. You have your gym. And, I mean, I just appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you for taking time out of your day to interview me. I mean, it's cool. You know what I mean? It's very humbling, and I appreciate it. It's like you've come so far. I can't wait till you're doing what I'm doing. You know, I mean, you're going to have a little bit of,
I think I got a long way.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be a warrior. I can't wait to see where you are in a year. You know what I'm saying? You've got what you've done with just such a little time. It's crazy. It's so good. It's so good. So yeah, I think what's nice about it is it's fresh. It's like newer. So it's just now starting to hit the scene, and people are finding out about it.
Yeah,
and, you know, I think that now is the time to really get in and kind of research to see what you like, because there's a ton of different ways to use the steel mace. And there's, you know, you ask me, there's no correct way to do it. There's correct implements. But, no, you know what I mean? This, you've recently posted on your Instagram about Hanuman and Shiva, you know,
right,
the one who actually had the gata, and it was a weapon. And Yeah, it's so it's, you know, it's older than we are. So for
it is,
you know, it's just crazy. So it was kind of cool. It's like ESIC got a tool and resurrected an ancient art. I mean, there's like I said, there's unconventional guys out there that use them a different way. You know what I mean? Like there's FP guys and, you know, art of functional movement guys. Like those are my favorite besides obviously ESIC and follow any steel mace woman, especially Vicky. She's dope. Dude, well, it's so good to watch you move. Like I said, it's refreshing when people actually put in the work. You can tell, you know what I'm saying? Cause I have some students who, just kind of go through the motions and that's cool. I love it. You know, they're doing it, but it's really cool when you find someone who's like, they find value and you spend the time doing it. It's just really, it's nice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. And, maybe we'll have another one in the future, right?
I would love it. Great. That's dope. Yeah. Anytime. I can always make time for you. This is awesome.
Now, I guess before I cut this off, where can people go for steel mace resources? Like, I know they can contact you, but if they wanted to find video demonstrations or books, is there any knowledge out there that you recommend?
Yeah. So for video demonstration, I would go to either YouTube and look up Leo Yurkitis. He does a lot of instructional video on YouTube, but he's actually coming out with SavageMF.com. I would follow. Right. I mean, he's my homie, but he's my favorite steel mace influencer. He's got the best program that's more fun for me. And you know, ESIC is another, like I said, there's so much good out there. I would look into Leo Yurkitis for instructional videos on YouTube. You can find him on SavageMF.com, or you go to the Onnit Academy. Page has, I believe that it's Marcus Aubrey or Aubrey Marcus. I don't know. One of the co-founders is doing like just a standard normal workout with it. You can follow along. But obviously once you see that, you're going to want to follow ESIC on all social media, the Viking Ninja himself. We're damn ridiculous. We're goddamn ridiculous.
I know. I've seen his videos. I'm like,
just like Leo. I mean, like I said, these guys, they put in the time and the work and the effort, and their abs have abs. So I'm after that. I'm like, dude, I got to look like these guys, and I know how they're after it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. All righty. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you guys want to find Matt, you know, their links are going to be below. And go ahead and share this with your friends. If you're a steel mace beginner, you know, just make sure you suck in this knowledge. It's awesome. Again, thank you, Matt. And may the force always be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, girlie. This was dope.
All right.